At the dawn of Florida's environmental movement in the late 60s, a mammoth building project was being carved out of the Big Cypress Swamp. It was going to be the Miami Jet Port, a huge complex 40 miles from Miami. Dade County was buying land for it and got federal funds to build the first runway.
This was done very quietly and very quickly.
Nat Reed was the environmental advisor to Florida Governor Claude Kirk.
Kirk went down for its inaugural flight. Came back and said, gee, you ought to see this thing. It's going to really transform aviation in South Florida. Bob Padgett, who was a member of the South Florida Water Management District Board, called me and said, boss, had a great southern accent, boss, there's nothing but trouble out there. It's going to disrupt the entire water flow pattern.
So Reed went to see it for himself.
I couldn't believe my eyes.
The next day, he met with the governor and told him,
I have grave doubts about the wisdom of this. I know it sounds to you, on your promoting side of you, a good idea. But let me point out a couple of things. That it's really distant from Miami. And to get people from the airport to Miami, so we're going to require a high-speed train crossing the Everglades. I think we ought to really stop and think and really make a judgment of whether we really want the state to be involved.
Would it have replaced the current airport, the Miami airport?
Well, it would have been a disaster financially.
Kirk agreed to set up a committee of experts who would study the jet port and possible consequences. Reed also urged the governor to discuss the project with the U.S. Secretary of Interior, Walter Hickel, who knew the area.
He and Kirk and I had been in the Everglades together for a wild night. A great deal of booze and a great deal of fun. I went to bed, but the two of them stayed up and made great friends.
Telling stories
endlessly, going out looking for alligators and having a bunny time.
Another federal official, Russell Train, had a home near Reed's on Jupiter Island.
He called me back and he said, what the hell is this jet port? And he said, why haven't you stopped it? And I said, well, a little bit more complicated than that.
The committee wrote 101 questions about the project, which they planned to pose at a meeting called by Jetport boosters, including the mayor of Miami, Chuck Hall, and port director Alan Stewart. The mayor was at the podium.
He read the question, and then the answer was, this question is under study. Question number two. He read the question. This question is under study.
Don't tell me he did that for all 101 questions.
At eight, I'd had it. So I stood up and I said, Mayor, are the next 93 questions going to be answered? This is under study. He said, you are a white militant. Shut up. This is my meeting. You are a white militant. I said, whether I'm a white militant or not, I represent the governor of Florida. Are the next 93 questions going to be answered the same way?
Finally, one of the officials said this to Reed.
We're going to build you a glass house and fill it with butterflies. It was well known that I had loved collecting butterflies as a youth. And we're going to give you your own little butterfly net. And I said, thank you so much, Director. Just answer the one question. Are you going to effectively answer any one of these questions? No, they're all under study. There were TV cameramen. All the writing press was there. There must have been 80 members of the federal, state government, county government, upstream government, transportation experts, ecologists. The room exploded. The mayor and Stewart had an escape room.
Literally a back door?
Out the back door and gone into a limousine and gone, saying we took care of those guys.
Or not. The Jetport made front page news the next day all over the country. It all led to a federal probe of the project. And in 1970, President Nixon canceled the Jetport. The Big Cypress Swamp became a federally protected preserve. For 88.9 FM, I'm Janie Gould.